Today on the Interlochen Collection, we'll revisit two concerts given at Interlochen Arts Academy in April of 1982, when composer Alan Hovhaannis was in residence. We'll hear music Hovhaannis composed for band, orchestra, and choir, as well as the world premiere of his Symphony No. 40. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. In April of 1982, the esteemed American composer Alan Hovhaannis visited Interlochen and worked with Arts Academy students in performances of his music. Although he did have a few teaching jobs over the years, including a couple of summers at Eastman at the championing of Howard Hanson, Hovhaannis had been fully employed as a composer since the early 1950s. Here are two choral works that Hovhaannis composed in the 1930s when he was still working as a church musician. The Interlochen Arts Academy Choir is under the direction of Craig Dietrich, with Scott Van Ornum at the organ.
Hear my cry.
Choral Works by Alan Hovhaannis, composed in the 1930s when he was employed as a church musician. We heard the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir under the direction of Craig Dietrich, with Scott Van Ornum at the organ. A performance given in April of 1982 at Interlaken when composer Alan Hovhaannis was in residence. Next on the program, Interlaken Arts Academy students and faculty gave the world premiere of the composer's Symphony No. 40. Hovhaannis explained that the original Symphony No. 40 was lost forever, likely stolen when his house was broken into. He rewrote the symphony, but as he told the audience, he's not quite sure how much it resembles the original.
So this is a replacement of No. 40. I don't remember now whether there are any themes or anything that has any connection with the other one. But anyway, it's No. 40, and there has to be a No. 40 to go on to remember the other symphonies I've written since then. So it may be that the opening theme was in the other symphony. I really don't remember.
Here's the world premiere of the Symphony No. 40, second version, by Alan Hovhaannis. The composer is conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra with faculty members.
Thank you.
composer Alan Hovhaannis leading Interlaken Arts Academy students and faculty in the world premiere performance of his Symphony No. 40, given at Interlaken Arts Academy in April of 1982. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're revisiting concerts given in April of 1982 when Alan Hovhaannis was in residence at Interlaken. As Hovhaannis told the audience, this next piece was composed because he wanted a challenge. He decided to write a quadruple fugue, one with four different subjects. Here, he explains to the audience what they're about to hear.
So I wanted to give myself a good hard exercise to do, and it turned out nicely because I tried to make also the subjects varied. So each, the first subject moves more slowly, and it's a ta-ta-tum, so on, very slowly. The second is more complicated, ta-ta-ta-tum, so on, that sort of thing. The third is livelier, wum-pa-bum-pa-bum-pa-bum-pa-bum, and so on. And the fourth is ta-ta-ta-tum-pa-pa-pa-pa-rum, so on. So there's lots of variety, and at the end you'll hear them all in their positions, different positions.
Hovhaannis originally wrote the quadruple fugue for string quartet, but he transformed it into a work for orchestra at the request of none other than Howard Hansen. Here's Byron Hansen leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in the quadruple fugue of Alan Hovhaannis.
Thank you.
Quadruple Fugue of Alan Hovhaannis. Byron Hansen leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in that performance from April of 1982, when composer Alan Hovhaannis was in residence at Interlaken. Last but not least on today's episode of the Interlaken Collection is a work Hovhaannis composed for band. Faith was very important to him, and many of his works are direct expressions of his religious beliefs, including this one, Three Journeys to a Holy Mountain. Edward Downing conducts the Interlaken Arts Academy Band.
Thank you.
Music that composer Alan Hovhaannis wrote as an expression of his faith, Three Journeys to a Holy Mountain. Edward Downing conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Band in April of 1982 in Interlaken's Corson Auditorium. Music performed when composer Alan Hovhaannis was in residence at Interlaken. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection. Music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Eileen Ganter for research support. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.